My guest at this time is former Louisiana Governor and Congressman Buddy Romer. He's a Republican candidate for President of the United States. He's joined us a couple of times in the past to talk about his frustrations of not being allowed in some of the Republican presidential debates. We want to get his thoughts on the race, what he's hearing from voters as we get closer and closer to the first actual votes of this campaign, and a whole lot more. And Governor, thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be here, man. I'm getting a little traction. I'm in New Hampshire, and the last poll had me in sixth place, and I doubled my votes from 10 days ago. It's small numbers, 2%, but only three candidates improved in the last 10 days. Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, and me. That's good company.
You're talking about a new Suffolk University poll, which has Mitt Romney at 38%, but that's down a little bit for him. Newt at 20, Huntsman up to 13, actually. Certainly one of the strongest numbers we've seen for him. You're at 2%, as you mentioned. One of the things that these networks keep saying is that you need to be at 1% in major polls somewhere. You're there now, so why won't you be on the stage tonight?
Well, we'll see. It's a brand new poll. We've seen the numbers come. I've spent no money. You know my rule, $100 limit, no PAC money, no super PAC money. I mean, John Huntsman has spent $4.3 million in New Hampshire on television, on radio, on newspapers, buying votes. The money comes from his super PAC. I think they're illegal. I think it's wrong. I think special interests own Washington, and to take money from them means you might get elected, but you won't be worth a damn as president.
And we should also point out that you're actually ahead of Governor Perry in this poll, who only came in at 1%. Clearly, he's focusing more on Iowa than he is in New Hampshire, but that's still worth noting. Sir, one of the things we've also noticed that, with the possible exception in some ways of John Huntsman, you're certainly the only Republican candidate to publicly identify on some level with the Occupy protests, for the most part, whether it's Newt Gingrich suggesting that they need to take a bath and go get a job. You've identified with them on some level. Where do you find agreement with them, and where do you not find agreement with them?
Their ability to smell. They smell Wall Street. They smell Washington, D.C. They smell unfairness, injustice, and corruption. And I'm always with young people. I mean, I'm a granddad. I remember young people changing America, the civil rights marches, and people laughed at them. People like Newt Gingrich called them un-American. I remember Americans, young people changing the Vietnam War, got us out of it. And I remember the establishment laughed at them, beat them up, and put them in jail. The Occupy movement is wrong in some of its recommendations. For example, they say we need bigger government. Hell, we can't pay for the government we have. What we need is better government, cleaner government, freer government. And I go to Occupy every chance I get to listen, to learn, and to tell them there's a better way. So I was the first one that went. A few others have gone now, but I'm proud of the fact that I stood with them.
We're talking with former Louisiana Governor and Republican presidential candidate Buddy Romer. And Governor, there's been a couple stories out in the last week or two that if your campaign doesn't end up where you'd like it to with the nomination, and as we just mentioned, it is gaining a little bit of traction in New Hampshire, that perhaps you'd be warming up to a third-party bid. You've already made some contact with the America Elect Party. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm not committed there. I'm a Republican. I'm a proud Republican. I've been disappointed that out of the 16 national debates, I'm the only congressman governor running, and I haven't been invited to a single one. So I've had to look for other ways to get my message out. And you know my message. It's about justice and jobs. I think special interests own Washington. I think it's a joke. I think our capital is corrupt. And jobs. I think we need fair trade with China. Those are my two issues. And if I can't get on the debate, then I can't tell America about them. So I've looked at America's Elect as an option. I haven't chosen it yet. I like what I see. It'll be in all 50 states. I can remain a Republican, which I will do. I will be a Republican no matter how I run for president. But America's Elect allows me to join with an independent or a conservative Democrat and have a ticket that would challenge the two parties and get me in the national debate. That's what I want. I want the issue of corruption, which affects everything else, to be in the national debate. I might not win. There's a better person than me. I'm sure there is. But they need to talk about corruption and campaign reform. I did it in Louisiana, and it changed that state forever. We need to do it in America.
Governor, I'm sure you know what the argument is. As a proud Republican, as you called yourself, those who would discourage you from such an eventuality, which you have not officially signed up for yet, but they say, look, any vote that's not for the Republican nominee is essentially a vote for Barack Obama. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'll draw votes. If I did this, if the Republicans force me to do this, it's their choice. I mean, the party and the big moguls that make decisions on debate, and I'm running even with or ahead of four candidates on the debate tonight. You tell me where the justice in that is. You tell me where the fairness in that is. And I think campaign corruption is an issue that no other candidate talks about. And Obama is the worst. If I run in this unity party, and there's Obama on the stage and a Republican on the stage and me as a Republican talking about campaign reform, who will I take votes away from? I'll take them from Barack Obama. Republicans need to look at this very carefully. This issue will not go away. My donations are as many from the Democratic Party as the Republican Party, because this is a powerful issue.
Real quick, before we let you go, sir, there's obviously a big debate in Washington right now about extending the current payroll tax rates, how to fund the government past midnight on Friday. What do you make of the debate, and how would you approach it?
It's typical silly congressional debate. I've been there 8 years. Man, I've been in all these debates. I'm an economic conservative. We need to extend as many tax breaks as we can, particularly to working people. Keep the tax break. Don't rescind it, but get spending cuts to take its place. I have a suggestion. The ethanol subsidy or the Department of Energy. Start there. You can find the money to keep the tax break. Listen to me, Republicans. Don't be against working people, but balance the budget by other spending cuts.
Well, we'll certainly see how this turns out in Congress. We'll also see if you can build on the momentum you've seemed to have started in New Hampshire. And, Governor, we'll check it with you a little bit later down the road. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the interview. Big help to me.
Buddy Romer is the former governor of Louisiana, also served in the U.S. Congress from Louisiana, and he is now a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.